Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of NAFCU's annual conference, aptly named Engage. And we're here with Dan Berger from NAFCU. Dan, meeting you in the hallways here.
I know. It's always great to see you. Well, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it as well. And some great content you guys are delivering here. Once again, you guys are hitting it out of the park with the folks, the speakers and the content and the networking. Oh my gosh.
The week has been absolutely incredible. You dialed in the weather for us.
Yes.
Coming out here.
You're welcome.
Absolutely fantastic Chamber of Commerce weather. The attendance has been great, and I think it's people are just really wanting to be with other people for the collaboration and the networking.
Yep.
And to have to combine that with our robust content that we have with our speakers and everything, it's a perfect combination.
Yeah, no doubt. And I've been telling everybody about the Engage term that you guys use for, and it's no more apt than here because of all the people that are engaged, obviously,
right?
Because you see these groups of people networking and brainstorming and getting back to face-to-face stuff, so it's
absolutely nothing
better.
Engage in collaboration, engage in coordination, engage in our grassroots. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it all comes together, and it was just the perfect word.
Well, it's the beginning of action, you know, and getting things done, basically. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of action and getting things done, you guys are always getting things done in the Beltway, on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
So what's the latest? Well, actually, I'm going to go back to your comments that you opened up with Dave. Yesterday. It seems like a week ago, but it is yesterday. So share with me some of the highlights there. You one of the things that really stood out to me was the closure of bank branches, and you pointed that out, and how this is such an opportunity for credit unions to really kind of take over those areas where the bank branches have vacated. So give me your thoughts on that real quick.
Yes. In the past decade, thousands and thousands of branches have been closed nationwide by the banks, creating financial deserts in urban and rural areas, especially across our country. And banks and credit unions are replacing them. They're opening up more branches.
That's awesome.
And they're doing great. 1,500 branches were closed by banks last year alone.
Good grief.
So it's incredible. So people need financial services, and credit unions are there to provide them.
Yeah.
And so it's a great time to be a credit union.
Well, and they call that, you know, these places like banking deserts.
Yep.
This is a great, like you pointed out, it's a great opportunity for credit unions to move right in. Hey, we're here for you.
And that's one of the reasons we lobby for field of membership reform and some other changes.
Yep.
Because as you know, the unbanked out there, the underserved, we want to serve them. My members want to serve them. So have Congress give us that ability to do so, because the banks are pulling out and creating these financial deserts.
Indeed. So share with me, what's the buzz in the hallways? Because you're being pulled in 100 different directions and getting very little sleep, but having a great time anyway. So what's the buzz in the hallways? What are you hearing here?
Everybody's excited to be back, because it's been 4 years since we've had this our annual conference. And so everybody's excited to be back. The energy here has been absolutely terrific across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Staff's excited to see the members and see you and everybody else is walking through the halls. But there's a lot of excitement to be here from the vendors and the partners that we have. Everybody's just excited to be here in sunny Southern California.
Yeah. Summer is here for sure, and the beach is just right over there.
That's
so
exactly
go
right.
Enjoy. So share with me some of the regulations, what's going on, because we had Greg in here, and we had Ann in here yesterday talking regulatory and CFPB stuff, and what's the latest and greatest on that front?
Talking to Greg and Ann, you got two of the best.
Oh yeah.
Primarily focusing on the CFPB and really pushing back on their quote-unquote junk fees and everything else that they keep, you know, pushing on. But CFPB is our primary focus. NCUA is being relatively balanced in their approach to things, so we're very appreciative and focused on the safety and soundness, which they do a nice job with. But it's primarily CFPB, and then a little CFPB, and then a little CFPB after that.
Oh, gosh, man. Every day there's a headline.
I'm
getting press releases from them almost every day.
It's incredible.
Like, what else is going on over there?
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And in Congress, with such a narrow majority in both the House and Senate, there's just not a whole lot to be done. So, but that empowers the regulators. So the prudential regulators have more power than members of Congress sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think we're in that point right now.
Yeah, and we're coming up on an election year as well, which makes things even more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
In your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's going to be probably one of the most expensive election cycles in the,
really?
The history of our country.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're tired of television commercials and phone calls and emails, buckle up. They're coming.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty extraordinary election cycle.
Indeed.
So we'll see.
Well, let's get back to the conference here. So what do you want folks to leave with here? Because tomorrow's the last day, but it's basically a half day. So we're kind of in the home stretch here. So what do you want folks to leave with going back to their respective shops and like, hey, you know what, these are my takeaways at NAFQ this year. So what do you want folks to
do? Yeah, from our point of view, our education team led by Jennifer Braylon does a wonderful job creating very compelling, robust content in education. We always want to have takeaways. You know, takeaways about your operations, takeaway about technology, takeaways from the legislative and regulatory threats that, mm-hmm. that may be out there, mm-hmm. but always have takeaways to bring back to your institution to make it better.
Yeah.
The last speaker talked about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Elliot Eisenberg is the absolute best, talking about the economy.
Yes.
And as an economist myself, he just puts it in such a fun, compelling fashion, and it's just always great to hear him. And so they give a peek of what's going on in the economy. We want takeaways to be brought back.
Yeah.
We don't want to create a boondoggle in Southern California. We want to be in a compelling location mm-hmm. with very robust content.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of the secret sauce for a conference.
Gotcha,
so,
yeah.
And our education team, our events team, do just a phenomenal job, and that's kind of how we ended up here at this point. And so those takeaways, that's what we want, just to have some takeaways.
Yeah.
So we just want to have them go back, talk to their teams, talk to their team members at their institutions,
mm-hmm.
their fellow board members, and then talk through some of these issues that we bring to the forefront here at this conference.
Yeah, speaking of the economy, we just had Kurt Long in here talking
topic
economy, and it's never a dull moment.
You're talking about a smart man right there, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. He's one of the smartest at NAFQ. He's great.
Yeah, you got a good crew there, for sure.
I really do.
For sure. Hey, let's talk about NAFQ Nation really quickly as well, because you mentioned that on stage yesterday
mm-hmm.
too. So share with us about the storytelling behind NAFQ Nation and how important that is for the industry and getting our message out there to the rest of the folks.
My Cracker Jack communications team come up with hashtag NAFQ Nation as a way to show policymakers, legislators, and prudential regulators
mm-hmm.
the stories behind the credit unions. Because it's one thing as a lobbyist, myself or Greg and our legislative team, to go lobby members of Congress,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to tell a story how you helped a single mother, or you helped, you know, a mother of five, you know, pay off their car loan. Stories are compelling, and these anecdotes are really powerful
mm-hmm.
to tell these regulators and policymakers.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It captured, hashtag NAFQ Nation captures those stories so we can exploit it on the social media platforms that are out there
doubt.
And really multiply the impact that it has
mm-hmm.
so they see it over and over again.
Well, this is the stuff that resonates with your representatives and the regulators. This
exactly.
is like almost kind of like a reality check, if you will, you know, for
them. And lobbying is one thing. You can give them the data that you talk about. Kurt can get us all the data and research possible.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have a story behind that data, it becomes a much more powerful story and compelling story to tell the members of Congress and the regulators.
Yeah, it pulls on the heartstrings a little bit, you know?
Well, absolutely.
Who isn't immune to that, you know?
So, absolutely. Yeah. And to see that, you know, those are credit union members. Those are constituents. Those are voters.
Mm-hmm.
So we're telling these stories how hashtag NAFQ Nation is helping their constituents.
Yeah.
And so it's a powerful message.
Yeah, no doubt. And before I let you go, what's the second half of this year looking like for not only folks at NAFQ, but the credit union industry? And just because there's so much, I don't want to say turmoil, but there's a lot of change going on.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier this week. There's some chaos out there, and then there's definitely some headwinds, but also there's some huge opportunities with that, because any headwinds we have, this is when they need you to be part of their lives.
Yeah.
These credit union members, the American consumer, needs help, and that's what credit unions were built for.
Right.
That's why we exist, and so
mm-hmm.
there's going to be some mild recession, most likely, here in
the
end of the year.
Yeah, that recession's playing hide-and-go-seek, Dan.
Yeah, I know, that's exactly right. I think it'll probably be relatively soft landing, but we will go into a recession.
Okay.
But those headwinds, credit unions were built for that.
Yeah,
and they're well capitalized, and they're ready to help their members and their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a resilient bunch.
Extremely
sure.
resilient.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. All right, last one. I lied. There's one more. Next year, you guys are going to be in Nashville. So
Nashville,
that's pretty cool.
Tennessee.
You want to give us a quick plug for next year's gathering?
Yeah, we'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, which is just arguably one of the great American towns. Music everywhere, tremendous restaurants and bars and music venues. But again, we combine all that compelling locations with really robust education and training content. And so it's going to be, we expect that one to sell out. So, you know, register early.
Let it go fast. For sure. Really you think this place is fun. NAFQ is on a whole other level. Or Nashville, rather, is on a whole other level.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to, it'll be a really fun time and a really, a great time to learn and get some education and training at the same time.
No doubt. All righty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know you have a busy agenda.
Absolutely.
But always appreciate your time. And then your team at NAFQ is top-notch, doing some fantastic work out there for not only for the organization but for credit unions in general. So we appreciate the efforts that you guys do on a daily basis. So well done, and keep up the good work. All righty.
Thanks, Mike. Dan? Always great seeing you, man.
Likewise, sir. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.